So, I'm here with Elaine Jenkins, who's the deputy head of Maidenbower Junior School, and I'm here obviously representing WordFest, and we've come into the school today to do a little presentation to tee up the WordFest bus, which is coming into the school soon. So, Elaine, tell me about the school's involvement with WordFest and a bus and everything that's been going on.
Okay, last 2 years ago, the Do Stuff bus came into town and came into our playground, and it was such a success with having authors on the bus, and the children got such a lot out of it that we decided to do it again. Reading for pleasure is vital in a school such as ours, getting the children to generate interest and be wanting to talk about books and writing their own ideas and reading. Obviously, it's something that every school is proud of, and here we really want to promote that. So having the links through Sam Murray, she's been working alongside us to get three authors in, and we're going to have a fantastic time.
Junior School with WordFest. I'm here with three authors, so if you could introduce yourselves, talk about your books and what we've been doing this morning.
Okay, hi, I'm Eve Ainsworth. I'm the author of 7 Days, which is my debut book, came out in February this year, and it's a book about bullying, and I've come to talk to Maidenborough Juniors today about my book and about bullying in general. And I'm hoping that we can open up discussions a little bit more about bullying and who are the victims, whether it be the bully and the person that's actually been affected by it. So it's really to open up discussions around that and to do some creative workshops around it as well.
Hi, I'm Siobhan Rowden, and I'm the author of Wild Moose Chase, a story about twins who have to make a special cheese for the Queen. And they have to go on a worldwide adventure to get all the ingredients. And I've come in to do character workshops with the children. So we're going to be having a look at not just describing someone, but their personalities and what makes them laugh and what makes them sad, and maybe some backstories as well.
Hi, I'm Jo Simmons. I'm the author of the Pip Street series of children's books. They're kind of fun, jolly romps with on a set on a residential street for children at 6 to 9 years old. I've been involved today with talking to the year threes and fours about my stories, and I'll be coming back after Easter to do some work with the children in year three, probably looking at character but also plotting, just to help them along and get used to starting to write and construct stories.
Excellent. I was going to say, are you all coming in on the bus after Easter?
Yeah.
You are.
Yeah.
Siobhan, you've done this before, haven't you?
So, I've done it before.
Tell us about what it's like.
It's great fun. The children absolutely love coming on the bus. It's really exciting for them. And the bus is all decorated. It's got all the books, lots of posters. They came downstairs. We give a little 10-minute talk to them downstairs. And then we can go upstairs. And the upstairs is all kitted out with pencils and pens and paper. And little desks for them all to sit round, and it's just a lovely environment for them to get creative.
Excellent. And Eve, what will you be doing on the bus?
The plan is really to do a little bit of reading from the book, to look at both the bully and the victim in the story, and then maybe open up some conversations about bullying and what the year sixes understand about bullying. And then maybe they can carry on some stories themselves, either following the victim or the bully's point of view. So do some creative work around that.
Joe?
I haven't actually planned it yet. You caught me. No, I think, like Siobhan, I really, really enjoy writing characters, and they're sort of very much the backbone of my story, and that all the characters that live on the street are slightly unusual, and that's kind of my stock in trade. So I think that's something we're going to focus on and get the kids to really set their imaginations free, coming up with some unusual and entertaining characters.
Yeah, like that kind of, when you were talking about kind of drawing characters from the everyday.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Outside.
Yeah. I kind of want to debunk for them that I don't want the children to think that everything has to come from their imagination, because I think that's actually quite hard work. That actually what they can do is just go and be really nosy and listen in and have a good look around their environment and their neighbourhood and see what presents itself. It's certainly what I did when I was starting out.
Fantastic, excellent. So just a little caveat, where can people find you online, Eve?
They can find me online. I've got a website, eveainsworth.com. I'm on Twitter at eveainsworth. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. So I'm pretty much everywhere. Yeah, I am Googleable, definitely.
I've got a website, siobhanrowden.com, and I'm on Twitter, but I'm too scared of Facebook.
Excellent. And Joe?
I've got a website for these books specifically, so it's called visitpipstreet.com.
Fantastic. Excellent. Thank you very much.
Thank you.